This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
So what's going on now then? So we're in the midst of a pandemic.
I know
you can only speak for the European UK sector, but how are the furniture stores doing and the furniture brands doing, especially as tenants of real estate? Are they struggling? Are they allowing people in? How has that whole experience changed?
I went along a high street recently and unfortunately people are closing. They're closing because they haven't, not everyone, of course. If you're a big, big brand and you're able to sustain the losses throughout the section, then of course. But if you're a smaller brand and that's your only way of income, then they're closing because it's unfortunately they just can't, you know, they haven't been able to reopen in time in order to sustain what they've lost. So it's tough. I think it's tough for like a lot of family businesses out there and people who potentially don't have like the backers of you know, in maybe another country, whatever it is. And e-commerce, we've got to talk about e-commerce because it's taking a lot of customers away from the high street. The other thing as well is our research has shown that a lot of older generations, so our target market, for example, in Ruba is 22 to 35, 45. A lot of 50s and overs would never pre-COVID shop online. It's just not in their nature. Whereas now, during the period of lockdown, if you wanted to refurbish their home, your home, which majority of people have been doing because, you know, we haven't moved, we've been staying inside, they have had no choice but to buy online. And so the trust element of them buying online has increased drastically. They now, having hopefully received their goods, understood that they can buy online. And they've also had no choice but to be forced into that. So I think the generation that didn't necessarily shop online before and would only go to stores will now continue to shop online. And so the e-commerce and the online sector has broadened, whereas people going into a physical store has decreased. So that's what's
happening. For sure, we're seeing trends with online being the biggest, you know, benefactor of COVID. Help me understand this. I mean, just tracking a stock like Wayfair, for example, right? During the pandemic, you know, March 20th, I'm looking at, right? The stock price has just blown up more than 10x. How is that possible? Why has a company like Wayfair done so well? And what do you have any commentary on this crazy growth? And is it sustainable? And why is it up so much?
I mean,
to this level, 10x is crazy.
It's crazy. You're right. Wayfair. We all got to love Wayfair. I think it was the Q1 of 2020, they had huge losses and they were increasing advertising. So they had high expenditure. So they didn't have, you know, a great time then. But since the onset of COVID, what's happened is essentially, well, first of all, people have been, as you said, forced online. And second of all, people have been wanting to redo their homes. So forced online, redo their homes. Obviously, Wayfair is a brand that people know, they go there. But the other thing as well is, When the start of COVID happened, Amazon was only selling essential items. So they pulled back a lot of the things. So for example, sofas and chairs and everything like that. And so people had no choice who obviously they trust Amazon. Wayfair is obviously out there in terms of brand, but then from Amazon, they went to Wayfair. And so they were getting new customers in. And Wayfair has always been the company that's retained customers, but they have had struggled with gaining new ones. So over the time of COVID, they've retained it, but because of Amazon, they've also gained new ones. So that's why the stocks have increased drastically. And obviously that's where they are now.